Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads. Everybody good? Good?
I'm good.
Mind turning off the House of Hoops highlights there, bud?
Fuck you.
Wow. Now we're at the right spice level. Let's do a podcast.
Let's do it.
We're at the right seasoning.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. We're back at a little hiatus, you know what I mean?
Hey, we was high, right?
Yeah. Woo, boy. Bro. Nigga, listen. All the drug dealers out here in the East Coast,
you only got none.
Pack it the fuck up. That shit they got over there.
Yeah, don't quit your day job, nigga.
Yeah, man. Go, I don't know, go to barber school. Do something productive with your life, because this shit out there, boy, y'all can't compete.
It's set up too good.
Oh, my. It's,
it is.
If it wasn't for earthquakes, West Coast might be the best place in the world. Like, if it wasn't for earthquakes and traffic.
Yeah. It's pretty dope out there. I liked it.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into it. So, but let's do the introduction real quick. Mm. All right, Not That Serious, the podcast. We're back. It's been a week, you know what I mean? We took a break off, you know, and we went to some vacations, fuck all that. Mm. It's me, Big Mike, I'm here.
My bad, bro.
Oh, yo.
My fault.
Yeah. This nigga overstepped. Yo,
I'm about to say, I go, and then you.
Yeah, my bad. Remember that hierarchy.
There ain't somewhat of it. God damn.
Let's try this again. Yeah. It's your boy, Big Mike, here.
LZ.
It's your boy, Corey.
What's going on, everybody? You know, it's another week. And that means another episode of what? The greatest podcast in the history of podcastdom.
Yeah.
In addition to us, we got a few of our homies here. You know what I mean? They're in the background. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Okay. That's our Brexit pal, Adam.
Young Tony Montana.
Brexit pal.
No. That's Young Innit.
No, young Innit man them team.
That's Young Innit, bro.
Young man them buff.
Young Stormzy.
Young Stormzy.
Innit. All right.
Okay.
It's a young chic.
Young chic.
Yeah. You know what? Embrace it. That's what I'm
talking about. Hey, why not, right?
Yo, you know what's so wild? I got a story about you being Indian from Vegas, but I'll talk about it later.
Wow, okay.
No. I'll just talk about it now.
Okay.
All right, yo. So everybody introduce themselves. We're here. Why? It's been 2 weeks since you've heard from us. Why? Because last week, all of us in this room, and in addition to some other friends, we took a trip to Vegas. And some of us beforehand went to California. Yeah. What is the occasion? Our boy Ant is getting married in September. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to Young Black Love. You know what I mean?
Young Black Love.
Love y'all. Ant and Lauren. Wish y'all the best.
Mm-hmm.
And before the marriage, you know, you got to get into some evil. Wholesome evil, Lauren.
Wholesome evil.
And then we went to Vegas. And then beforehand, a couple of us, a few of us, said we're going to use even more PTO and go to California.
Fuck it.
Said fuck PTO for the wintertime and go to California a week ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So the captain of that ordeal is to my across from me. Elzie, would you like to regale us of your California travels?
All right, so in Cali, it was me. Y'all want me to say our names? All right, whatever. All right, it was me, RT, and Army. So we were like, we're going to go to L.A. first because we always wanted to go to L.A. And, you know, we're not going to. It was kind of like the perfect situation. Like, why not?
You're already on the West Coast.
Yeah, we're already going to be out west. It's only a 4-hour drive. We can just do that shit. So we book our flight. We go out to L.A. We were out there from We got there 12:30 a.m. on the 6th, and we left on the 10th. So we left here like Friday night, the 5th.
Right.
And flew back into time because, you know, Cali.
Damn,
was 3 hours.
Y'all really was gone for like 10 days.
Yeah,
y'all
nigga.
Was gone from home.
I told
minute.
Y'all niggas I was ready to go home. Y'all ain't believe me.
I was like,
please.
Was going
send
long.
Me home in a fucking box.
You was about to go home.
I almost fucking did. Right? Yeah. But, so we get out there. Mind you, like I said, we got out there at 12:30 a.m. We couldn't check into our Airbnb until 4 p.m. So we're like, fuck, what are we going to do? So we're like, all right, let's just try to get a hotel. So we're calling different hotels. And finally, like, it didn't take long for one to answer. We were actually still at the airport. So we were at the airport for probably like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then one is like, all right, we have some vacancy. If you guys can get over here, you know, you'll be good to go. So no lie, we bullshitted. I don't know why, but
it was after 12, so we can book for the same night, though.
No, we could, because they told us it was $200, and we were going to just go over there. That was the one that...
You can be on your phone.
Okay. RT called them. So we were like, all right, there's one, so let's try to find anything else for less. That's what we did. So we walk over to that hotel. We're like, fuck it, we're going to try to do it. And they're like, oh, somebody just purchased the room, so no more vacancies. I'm
so
like, what
confused me. Y'all couldn't get like a cheap Motel 6 or some shit like
everything,
that?
Everything. It was 4th of July. Everything? 4th of July weekend.
You're right. Friday.
Nigga, the earthquake was the day before Kawhi Leonard just signed that night.
Ooh.
LA was fucking damn near on fire.
Yeah.
Right? So we're sitting in this hotel lobby where we thought we were going to stay and we couldn't. So we're calling, we each called about 20 hotels. So this took about, we were in that lobby for like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I think time really flew by. It got away from us. We look up, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're like, all right, fuck. And then Army's like, yo, let's just rent a car. And we just gonna have to sleep in that bitch. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, we have no other option right now. We can't check in until 4 p.m., so let's do it. So we he calls Hertz. Hertz is like, all right, it's going to be like 71 for a rental. We're like, all right, just three of us. We'll just split that shit. So we walk over to Hertz because we're still, like, on the airport property. Like, well, we're not far from the airport, so we just walk. So we get to Hertz around 3:45, almost 4 a.m., get the car. We're like, all right, fuck, we're hungry. Let's get something to eat. So we drive over to Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. is like Hardee's, but like 10 times worse. Basically, it's fucking terrible. The food is so bad. Like, food shouldn't be that bad that late at night. Like, it should be hitting.
You know,
right?
I noticed, yo, West Coast food, a lot of that food is overrated.
Overrated. Overrated.
Like, yo, y'all.
Yeah, they got Roscoe's. That's about it.
Yeah.
Everything else is doo doo.
Yeah, like Fat Burger.
Yeah,
In-N-Out.
Trying to
all
eat
that
shit.
Was like,
In-N-Out was cool. Like,
y'all had Del Taco though, right?
Yeah, Del Taco was everywhere though, so it was in Vegas too, but it was all right. So we get the car, we go to Carl's Jr. Shit's ass. We eat. All right, we gotta go to sleep because, mind you, it's going on 4 o'clock in the morning there, so that means it's 7 a.m. here, and that's the type of time that we're still on. So we're driving around. We're like, all right, let's try to find a truck stop. Anywhere we can sleep where it's kind of discreet, because we didn't know the laws. And out here in Jersey, you can't sleep in your car. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't sure of the laws. I wanted to take some type of precaution. So we're like, all right, let's try to find somewhere that's kind of like hidden. So RT finds this truck stop. He's like, yo, we're just gonna drive there and just sleep at a truck stop. I'm like, all right, whatever. So it's like 5 minutes from where we were. Nigga, we get to this truck stop that I ain't never seen some shit so abandoned in my life. Like, it looked dangerous. And we didn't know where we were. So we're like, yo, we're not staying here. We bust a quick U. We go right back to Carl's Jr.'s. We're like, yo, we're sleeping here for the night. Fuck it. So we sleep at Carl's Jr.'s, the most uncomfortable sleep any of us have ever had. RT had to sleep like a fucking vampire because he was in the front seat. I'm in the back seat with the bags, so I'm like leaned to the side, and Army was in the passenger seat. Each of us were waking up at different times during this 2.5 hour sleep because niggas are walking next to the car, they're looking into it, niggas are pissing next to it. It was an experience, right?
So how many hobo dicks you see?
How many hobo? I didn't see any hobo dick, thank God. Right? So, surprisingly, nobody tried to steal the car or nothing. We were good. So we wake up at like 6:45, 7 a.m. We're like, fuck, we still got to wait all damn day just to get in this Airbnb. So we're like, let's try to kill some time. So we go to Venice Beach. Nobody told us Venice Beach was literally crack town, nigga. Everybody there is homeless and on drugs. It was horrible.
Yo, they be false advertising. Like,
I'm like a motherfucker, bro. Beach, like,
it's white bitches in rollerblades.
No, it wasn't that at all. It was piss and shit. Like, just piss everywhere. It was disgusting. It was like New York, but dirtier. I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah, in New York in beach form.
Like,
it was nasty.
Big ass litter box.
It was so nasty. Yes, it was so nasty. We were like distraught. Like, I have never been so betrayed. I was like, yo, all right, let's at least check out Muscle Beach. Like, at least we're going to get a workout in. We walk over to Muscle Beach. The shit's getting renovated. All the fucking, there was no weights. There was nothing. I'm like, this is the worst day ever. So we're just walking. We walked Venice Beach for probably about an hour because that's how long we had to pay for parking. So it was like an hour. So we're like, fuck it. Let's get out of here. So we go to Santa Monica Pier. Santa Monica Pier was cool. We walk around there, take pictures and shit. It was a lot of people out there. I don't know what the difference was, but that's where everybody was at. So after that, we like traveled, like we went to like Beverly Hills and Rodeo. We just did all like the driving and shit. So finally, my cousin had work that day because he lives out in Cali. Shout out my cousin Ty. So he lives out there. So I was like, yo, I need my hair cut, like anything to like kind of like give us a like sense of time, so we're not just waiting around for the Airbnb. So my cousin's like, all right, I'll get you with my barber, and he gave me an appointment for like 3:30. I'm like, thank you. Like at least that's a little earlier. So we what are we doing between that? I think we were just walking around, bullshitting some more.
Around Rodale, yeah. Driving around Beverly Hills. Literally, all we did was just bullshit the end.
Yeah, literally just wasted the gas we had, and then
wasted.
Yeah,
what's gas prices like?
It was like $5 out there.
Jesus Christ!
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous, right? So 3:30 rolls around, and by then we meet up with our boy Wanimi because he drove up from San Diego. He's from out here.
Oh, so y'all dealing with Wanimi?
Yeah, that same day he drove up.
Okay.
So he met us right like around the time I was about to get my haircut. So I get my haircut. Shit was $45, by the way. I was kind of upset about
what?
That. Yeah, $45, my nigga.
He didn't.
He could have done anything. I would have appreciated that.
At least tickled the pickle.
What was the quality of the cut?
It was just all right. If I had to rate it, it was probably like a 7 out of 10.
Oh!
He came back and fixed it.
Yeah, I came back and I was like, yo, I gotta do something.
Did he at least pull the razor out?
He would use it a little bit.
A little bit. A little
45, bitch, you better use Beijing on my head. That's like what I'm saying. Like, bruiser, bitch.
Yeah, in fact. I want to walk out of I want to walk out of there like a ha ha. I walked out of there like a hell no.
I want a shoe shine. I want you to shine my foams up.
Yeah, listen, it was just all right. It was not worth $45.
$45?
Yeah, so luckily after that, the Airbnb was good to go.
You even got a beer.
Nah, don't. I don't have a beard.
That's wild, because you know how some barbers,
yeah,
like,
they be like, yeah,
they try to finesse you because you got a beard.
15
like,
for the beard.
That extra 15
for
the beard. 2 centimeters up in hair. So yeah, that's 10. Jesus Christ.
I don't even have a beard. So after that, we finally checked in the Airbnb. I think we literally went straight to sleep. I don't think we even woke up to the next day.
Y'all went to Nipsey's store,
oh,
right?
Was that Roscoe's? Well, yeah. We went to Roscoe's. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got to get the whole LA story. So we went to Roscoe's. Roscoe's was amazing, right? But that shit's expensive. It was like $25 for each. Like, we spent $100.
All right, so Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles or Waffle House?
Oof.
Roscoe's even.
I'm going with Waffle House.
I mean, I can't judge because I never had Roscoe's.
Roscoe's was good,
boy,
though.
When I had, when Roscoe's I had that was dirty good, Atlanta Waffle
oh,
House
listen.
Made by a motherfucking stud.
Oh, listen, they be spitting that shit. I want it dirty. It better be good too.
Said nigga, Young Scooter, a bitch that looked like Young Scooter was making my eggs, and that shit was delicious.
A bitch that looked like Young Scooter.
That bitch looked like
I can make cocaine.
I can make fried eggs.
Nah, but Roscoe's was lit. So after that, that's when we went back to the Airbnb and slept for the rest of the night. After that, like we linked up with my cousin. We just did like a bunch of sightseeing. Went to the Hollywood sign. That's a 6 mile walk, by the way. If you go up, like, it's literally uphill. That was cool. Yeah, I was about to get there. So we went to a comedy show our last night there. We saw Tony Baker. So if you know who Tony Baker is, he's the one that does like the voiceovers for like all the animal videos. Before we were walking in, like when we first got there, we had bought our tickets. We were like waiting in line, and then this fucking all blacked out Cadillac CTS pulls up. It's fucking Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother. That was really random. I'm like, oh,
was
shit.
He a performer? Or he was just
nah, he's just
the
there. He's just there. And then after that, fucking Sir from TDE pulled up. So we met him. And then once we get inside, that's when we saw like you know see Tony. It was the guy's name was Ruben Paul.
Yeah.
Ruben Paul. He does like a comedy show every Tuesday. So he had Tony Baker and a couple other comedians. They were all really funny. One dude was on an HBO show called Ballers. His name is London Brown.
That show
was
trash.
Nah, that show. Well, you don't like it?
I think Ballers. It's funny. That show was really good. I fuck with Ballers.
Nah, Ballers is good.
Doo doo.
Nah, but it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably ain't. Not enough gay sex in there for you. you. That's probably why.
Whoa. Yo, that's, yo, what?
You want, right.
Yo, what, nigga? Huh?
What are Mike's favorite shows?
Game of Thrones.
And Oz.
That's not my favorite show. I'm just watching it right now.
Man Sex.
Yo, that's sick.
It is, isn't it?
Yo, you gotta relax.
It is, isn't it?
You're starting it's wild nasty. Narratives about you. Nigga, I'm just watching all the classic games.
I didn't say
yo,
there's a pattern. There is a pattern.
Even though I am comfortable.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
With the community.
Yeah, I didn't say there was anything
I don't
wrong.
Like the projections that are put on me because they are false.
So we saw them, and then actually during the comedy show, fucking Chris Tucker pulls up straight. What? Chris Tucker straight pulls up straight from the Lion King premiere. Like, he was dressing as like his suit looked crazy. Like,
we gotta talk about some of them clips, man.
That shit was crazy. Well, hold on. First of all, we just saw clips. I'm going to see it tomorrow, so I'll let y'all know exactly what goes down. But
it comes. It's already out.
It comes out tomorrow.
On a Thursday?
Yeah, until Friday. Oh, you know. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, he came out, he killed it, he was funny. But yeah, overall, LA was cool. And then we took a 4-hour drive to see y'all niggas in Vegas.
Alright.
It was lit.
That's
the first. That was the first part.
You
so,
saw, and then y'all went to, I know, so y'all went to the East and
London. Oh, yeah. So yeah, we went to Insecure, right? Went to the Dunes. We saw the Marathon store. Really eerie feeling out there. Like, that shit is. It's RP weird. Nick, that's a. Yeah, that was a weird. It was cool though. It was cool to see, but it was really weird being where he was. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Being where he was so often, like where he just
nigga. Like I saw the video. Like you see exactly.
Yeah, like
where
it's
he died.
Chilling when you so, see. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very chilling.
Yeah. So then y'all rode to Vegas, right?
Yep, drove to Vegas straight to y'all.
All right. So,
well, actually, y'all got there a little later. So
we got me and Corey got there last,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So. We all right. So here's our journey.
Okay.
We left Wednesday after work.
Y'all went like, straight from work, right?
Straight from work. Mm-hmm. Had my backpack. Went over him, mm-hmm. his house. We drove to the airport. Right. Parked. You know what I mean? We was looking for the gates. Like airports. Airports are fat man heaven. I'll explain
how?
Because. The sidewalks move for you? I'm like, damn, I don't gotta do shit.
The sidewalks move for you.
For real,
I
nigga.
Forgot about that.
And
yeah.
Then when I stop, you know where I'm at? A fucking snack bar, nigga. That shit is lit. I'm like, bitch, I'm moving in here, nigga. This shit lit, bro. So, yeah, we lit. And then
y'all flew out of Philly, right?
We flew out of Philly, okay. So you know what I mean. And the ride was uneventful. Not really, because all right, so going on the plane. I haven't been on a plane since
senior year
for senior trip where yeah. We all went to fucking
Disney,
right?
Yeah.
So it's been some time, and I have put on some pounds since then, and I know about the rumors of like, yo, you might have to get addicted to whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I think I'll be cool unless if I sit next to a small person.
Mm.
So getting my ticket, you know what I mean? We get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like near the back as expected because. A peasant I am. You know what I mean? I'm paying peasant money. Still in the back. You know what I mean? But so I'm, you know, I'm going to the back. You know what I mean? I've got my bag and shit. Looking in the rows.
Uh-huh.
And I look to my seat. I'm sitting next to the only big motherfucker on the plane. Like, what the fuck? And I'm sitting there. We locked eyes because we knew what the fuck was
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you knew what the fuck was about
we
to happen.
We knew we disappointed each other. I disappointed him, and he disappointed me.
Oh, man.
So, I looked at him like, oh, shit. Yeah. And he looked at me like, ah, shit. So, know what I mean?
How big was he?
He was like,
bigger or smaller than you?
Nah, he's smaller than me, but not that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah. He gave me a run for my money. So, I'm at the window seat. He's in the middle seat. And you know who had the nerve to be in the fucking outside aisle seat?
Oh, a little small Asian lady?
A small nigga. Like, a small ass Mike Epps ass. Chris,
like, just a skinny ass nigga.
1990s Chris Rock ass, Tucker ass nigga. Like, I'm like, oh, my, what is DX? I'm like, yo, nigga, get in the middle and then rock out with us, G.
He was not trying to
nah,
do
Nah, he wasn't
that.
Trying to do shit.
Yeah, nah.
So, but,
I
you know.
That.
So I basically had to like sit like
yeah your titties
yeah I had to bunch my titties up like I was fucking giving my milkshake, brings all the boys to the yard. You know what I mean? The whole 5-hour trip, I was in that bitch squeezed up.
Did you at least fall asleep?
I did for like a couple hours.
It's hard to sleep on plane.
Yeah. And it was like a 5-hour, 4.5, 5 hour trip.
Yeah.
But you know, I toughed it out, obviously. You know, we landed, you know, it was cool. Then we got to Vegas. One thing I was not prepared for, everybody talked about the heat.
Oh my God,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, that shit, like,
yeah,
the heat's a double edged sword because it's really hot, but it's not too bad because it's dry heat.
It's dry heat.
And I never understood what that meant, but I'm like, oh, this is, it was kind of bearable.
Yeah.
But so, what time we get there? Like,
what's going on? We got there 11.
11 midnight, right? Yeah. So, I mean, we come outside. That shit just smacked niggas in the
fuck
face.
Out you, yes.
It just boom, nigga. And I was like, yo, it's midnight.
It was literally 90 degrees at midnight.
Yes. Like at the witching hour. The witching hour. It was fucking 90 degrees.
Yeah, you be out there sweating for no reason.
And so we went out there, got a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, right?
Kiki. Yeah.
Shout out to Kiki, gave us a ride, you know what I mean? Gang gang.
From town shit, live all the way
out
there.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, look.
Got out there, you know, and then that's where the weekend began.
Yeah. So that same night, y'all got there. Basically, everybody else kind of went to sleep. So me and Corey were like, yo, we want to hit this trip. So it was me, Corey, Adam. Oh, yeah, Army, you went. Yeah. You went to sleep because you were driving.
Yeah, it was us four.
Yeah. So the four of us went out to the strip. Everybody else was asleep.
I was like, suck my dick.
Yeah, basically. Shit. Niggas was just not, yeah.
Like some children.
So we had a...
bed. Give me my bed.
Listen, it was definitely a long, especially for us. We had a long
trip. So hold up, before we even get there. All right, so where would y'all? How would y'all rate the Airbnb we were staying at? Out of 10,
like an 8, solid 8.
Eight.
I think like a 7. Yeah, it didn't blow me away.
It didn't blow me away, but for as many, it was 10 grown ass men.
It was 10 men, but like
it held us safe. We were good.
I was comparing it to the Airbnb I had in Atlanta and the one in Atlanta that had.
Yeah, y'all niggas stayed at some crazy shit.
That shit was fucking fly.
Well, I wouldn't expect that in Vegas though.
Well, even if we compare to the one we went to Montreal, I feel like that
was... Our Montreal one was amazing.
Yeah. We sound like we got money because we sound naming all these places. I promise y'all we broke.
We all broke. I promise.
We're broke.
Yeah.
We're poor.
Yeah. What was I about to say? Oh, so we go out to the strip. We just wanted to, you know, just see what the Vegas strip looks like because we've never been before. So by this time, it's like a little past midnight. Yeah. So we're like, all right, let's get something to eat. So we go to this place, right? So we go to this place. I order... like some like loaded fries or like chili fries, actually that's what they were. So we're sitting there. First of all, the food took mad long to come out.
Butthole issue. Yeah, right
it
there.
Was. Listen, I didn't even eat all of it. It was all right though. So we ordered the food. It took dumb long to come out. I don't know why. Right. So the lady comes out with my food and she has like in a little like this little metal pan and she's just holding it with her hand like, and she's like, "Who had the chili fries?" I was like, "Oh, I did." Right. Mind you, she just has it in her hand. So I grab it, right? This, when I tell you this plate had to be at least 1,000 fucking degrees. Like, she just sat it in my hand. I said, "Ah, shit, it's hot." Like, bitch. I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "It's hot." And sarcastically, she says, "Huh, yeah." And just walks the fuck away. I'm like, "Yo." Son, when I tell you that was a hot
head with it, made her a hot.
Like,
cold.
She didn't warn me. She didn't say, like, "Yo, be careful, this is hot." She didn't have a napkin, nothing. She was just barehanding a fucking
skin.
Yeah, a fucking skillet. I don't know. I guess just from living out in Vegas, she has no soul or something, but she just sat it. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her, but that's how I started out Vegas with burnt hands. But what do we do after that?
So the second day, that's did we? Is that the day we went?
You said there was a pool party,
huh?
So oh yes, yes. We went to the pool party.
Now, yes. Up until this point, if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, "Yeah, this shit's kind of fucking boring. I don't give a fuck about what they're talking about and how they got there." Now we get to the mixy part. All right, guys. Remember last time when I was talking about the dynamics of the podcast, the different pairings of such, and how the dynamics are as such.
Mm-hmm.
And I said as such two times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you thought the Mixy Boys, not the Mixy Boys, the City Boys, if you thought the City Boys were City Boys in Philly, oh boy, were their pussies wetter than a Aquarium out in Vegas. These niggas had the Wonder Twin powers and they were like going to beam wave and like just signal beaming to each other all weekend.
Oh, man.
And they just had a goal. There was like debauchery and sin and coochie till the end. And it all came to a head at this pool party. I'll let them tell their parts in a minute, but I got to say it from my view. Right? So, let's put the dynamic. Before we even left, these niggas, including RT, because I saw him, like, he tried to be slick. These niggas are doing sit-ups and crunches and push-ups before the function to get some definition going.
Get some pump, man.
Yeah, some whatever.
Pump.
Yeah.
Got to get some pump.
Like, that's like beating your dick before you get some pussy to make sure it's on medium hard.
Exactly.
So you look like you got a show horse.
Yeah.
Whatever, nigga.
A show horse.
Yeah. You got to... It's show stallion.
He's
ready to chop.
You know, I mean, show stallion.
Dicks out the trot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we go there, you know what I mean? It's like this club. It's called Daylight. Shout out to Daylight. That's very nice. Very nice establishment. Club with the pool, DJs and all that. All that fun. We get there, we do the fake baller thing. We get like a little cabana space.
Oh, we paid $92 off Rippington, by the way.
Huh?
$92, because I owed for that. Like, so I had to pay for that, like, because I didn't get my money yet.
Oh.
Mind you, I just paid, like, first of all, this trip, don't go to L.A. and Vegas.
Yo, don't go to the West Coast.
We learned. I learned that the hard way.
You had to have at least a rack or two.
Do one or the other, because you will go out there and spend mad bread. But yeah, I had to come off some bread off rip for that one.
So, yo, we get there, right? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know what's something about the water or the sunlight or the music that got these two acting up.
It was the combination.
But they just fused together like fucking Voltron and became
dance.
Super City Boy. They did the fusion dance of Dragon Ball Z.
And touch fingertips.
And they became Kelsey. And they was acting
like I don't like that.
Yo, that's fucking... Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, Jesus.
We need another one.
Nah, Kelsey.
It can't be Kels.
It can't be Kels.
Hell no. Not Kelsey. We're going to have to... We'll think about it. We'll marinate.
Nah, you're Kelsey until further notice.
Oh, yikes.
So, all right. So, it was a nice little spot, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Very fun. That shit was very
dope.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, basically, the way it's set up, it was like... You had the VIP cabana area where it's like three or four little sections where you could get food and drinks, and we got a lot of those. Everybody was drinking, especially my man to my left right here, old Corey, man.
drunk.
And you would think, because he's notoriously like a lightweight, and you would think all this drinking he's been doing, because we did a lot of drinking on this trip, you would thought it would build his tolerance up.
Not at all.
Not a bit. This nigga was like, nigga had two shots and he was ready to fucking risk it all.
That's exactly what.
And sometimes when you risk it,
you gotta get the biscuit.
He get the biscuit, or the biscuit got him. So boom, we in there. It's a VIP cabana area, and it's got a little mini pool just for the VIP section.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a big pool for the peasants. Obviously, we didn't mix it up in there too much because, you know, rich niggas.
Yeah, we're in a cabana.
We got our own pool.
We had so, our own. We literally had our own pool in that section.
Yeah, we were mixing it up with everybody. Like, it was white girls, black girls. We started off with some white girls. And, I mean, Corey had a blast with that.
Corey had a blast.
Elsie was chatting up a lot of white women, and I was concerned.
They were from London. I was just talking.
Yeah,
I was just chatting.
Talking to Beverly.
You're talking to Rachel.
Help.
Nah, I was just literally. I was drunk as fuck. So
yeah,
it didn't matter.
So we saw these three girls wanted to come into the section, and they had looked scrumptious. And this is when the evening turns up a notch. I'll let somebody take it away from here.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, as soon as you hear the voice, you're like, who's it gonna be?
Yeah. Who's the slut?
All right. I'm a thug. Give me lit.
So, like he said, the three girls, they came to like the pool area
because
they didn't even have a cabana, so they were just in there.
They was out there fishing for
something. Yeah, nah, they were definitely fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
we had, because I enjoyed it. interrupt you, but I had seen them walk by like three or four times.
Big facts.
So I'm like, they're lurking for something here. I wondered, and then they came up and talked to RT on the side, one of them chicks. See, this is what I notice about women that, you know, that pisses, it kind of enlightens me. It makes me happy, but it pisses me off even more. Like, they know what they want, and they don't play no games when it's time to not play games. So it makes it even madder when they don't when they do. So it's like, these chicks were organized and efficient, and they had a goal in mind.
Oh, it was an attack.
And it was an organized,
yeah, it's a strategized
blitzkrieg-like attack. Like it was World War II, and they were the Allied alliance.
Yeah, basically.
The Italians and Germans coming to defeat us, the British, the Union, and the French, and all that shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. They came and organized. They said, this one, that one, right? So the chick came, and then they was like, oh, they were real nice. They said, what'd they say? They said they want to come to the section, right?
Yeah. And they came to the section.
Right.
So then they get in the water, and like they start talking to like us or whatever. So then I go back to the cabana to put my phone down because I'm about to get in the water.
Right.
So then I get in the water, and now mind you, it's three girls. Two of them are black, and one of them is white. So then the white girl kind of signals me over. She's like, come here. And she's like, are you in a relationship? And I was like, no. She was like, oh, okay, good, because my friend wants to talk to you.
Boom. I'll take over now. This happens.
I got it from here.
Gotcha. This happens within 8 minutes of arriving to the section.
You're being generous.
No, you're being very generous.
Being generous now.
I'm saying five.
So, he's in the pool, right? All right, so, mind you, a couple of us in the group, because there's one that's a stallion, and niggas is trying, it's a clear hierarchy. There's a stallion, a mid-stallion, and then the whitey. You let the whitey, you know what I mean, you know, play point guard Steve Nash, go somewhere. Niggas is going for motherfucking... Yeah. Cool. Sean Marion and Stoudemire. We want them.
We want
the studs. We want the bigs. You know what I mean? And the paint. We try to get to the paint.
Yeah, get to the painted area.
Get your broken nose ass somewhere else, Steve. So he gets in the pool. Like, they interact a little bit.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not going to name no names. One of us tried to get at it. Was not successful. Took it like a G on the chin though. Shout out. Oh shit, I gotta edit that. Hold on.
I didn't even see that.
But. Edit point 32 minutes.
Yep.
Boom. Somebody write that down. Edit point 32 minutes.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
You were doing good. You didn't say anything. Why did you just you got a Tourette's, nigga?
I was going for shock value, but then I forgot. You know what I mean?
Too shocking.
Yeah, too shocking. So, boom. So, I guess Corey comes up, and I guess they do a little talk, or they dance with each other or something, because Corey's very lit at this point. He's got the tunnel vision. I see it in his eyes. So, boom. He gets up, goes away. Now, I see the girl talking to her white friend. They do something that's very magical that I thought only us niggas did. They dab each other up.
What?
Yes.
They dab each other up. She goes to the white girl, says, he is so cute. And she goes, yeah. And she says, I quote, I would fuck him all night long. And I said, Corey's got it. And at that moment, I was like, oh, he's got it. It's Jen.
You can't.
Oh, my God, JR. It's about to be a slobber knocker.
And
you continue.
So I get back in the pool, and then once she tells me that, like, her friend's trying to talk to me, I guess you could say walk over to the friend.
So efficient.
Because her legs are open at this point. So I just get in between her legs, and then, like, my back is towards her. So now she starts, like, massaging my shoulders and shit. We start dancing or whatever. Now, I'm lit right now. So I'm kind of seeing how everything's forming, and I, like, tap Julian. I'm like, go talk to the friend so we can just set this up because the energy's good. City boy, you know what I'm saying?
Because the energy's good.
Nah, the energy's good. Yeah. So, like, and then my other boy, I'm not going to say his name, he's occupying another friend. So, us three are occupying them, right? So, like, Julian goes off to the bar. And then, like, her hand begins to, like, go down. So, like, now she's giving me a hand job in the pool, right?
The pool that we're all in, by the way.
Which is wild.
We're still in this pool, by the way.
The first line he has crossed.
Yeah, so, all right.
The first of many. First of all, listen, if we're telling this whole story, I better strap the fuck in, all right?
Strap it in.
It's getting bumpy, boy.
So we're gonna take some questionable turns.
All right, so like now she's giving me a hand job in the pool, and this is for like a substantial time.
And I'm less than a meter away.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Mike,
making eye contact.
I'm
with
like,
him.
Yeah,
are you getting me jerked? And then I look at her,
and she's like, "Yes, I'm jerking his meat."
Yes, these bitches are real. I'm like, yo, this is a savage we're dealing with.
So like, I'm looking at Mike. He's looking at me. I'm like, Mike, walk me through this.
I was like,
7 centimeters dilated. I don't know.
I was like,
so then
cucumber steak better pickle. I don't know.
So then she like whispers in my ear. She's like, "Are you staying at the Mandalay Bay? Because that's where the hotel. Yeah, that we're at.
That makes one close access.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, I'm at an Airbnb like 8 minutes away. I lied. It was really 5. So she's like, "I think we should get out of here. Let me just talk to my friends real quick." So then Julian's over at the bar.
You know, when I saw this girl giving him the hand job, I looked at her in her eyes, and she looked at me. You know how when you look at a little girl for too long, like a grade school girl, she does that thing with her head, like she's like, after first she's like, hand job, nigga.
No.
Sheesh. So then she gets her stuff, and I knew I had to stop at the gas station to go get condoms. So I was like, I can't Uber because I don't know how to do like the two-way Uber thing.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I gotta get the rental.
Y'all had to bite into the strip club.
All the father figures are sick.
Hold on, man. Yeah.
Damn, no picture. Give me a picture.
A picture from the inside the strip club?
Yeah, you
we couldn't. No,
nah,
no.
They were very strict.
Oh wait, we didn't even get to that part yet. We storytelling right now, so we
yeah, recording. They was at the strip joint.
We didn't get to that point yet.
So then,
shout out to my stepdad.
I knew my boy.
Shout out to Mr. J.
Yeah, crazy. So I knew my boy Adam had the keys to the rental. So I pull up on Adam like, "Yo, I'm going back to the spot. Let me get the car keys." So he gives me the keys and he gives me the ticket for the garage. Ticket's fucking soaking wet. Cause I guess it was in his pants. Soaking wet. So now I'm like, fuck. So now we're walking.
Man, how long did it take you to find the car?
I said, he didn't know where the car was at. He didn't find the car.
This is how determined I was to get this.
This nigga's cheap as shit. He didn't even ask me for the bread for the ticket. He just said, "Nah, I got that shit." Because you had to pay for that.
I did have to
pay. You didn't realize. I'm about to say, you probably didn't realize until
I was determined. I was like, no, I need this. No, she
had coochie vision.
Nah, she was a stallion.
Nah, she was fine, y'all.
Yeah, so look.
She was fine in the motherfucker, y'all.
She was fine.
Wait, I didn't even get there yet. So then, like, so then I put my dumb ass. The shit's so wet, but I'm still trying, right? I put the ticket in the machine.
That wasn't the only time
I have. All right. Can I tell the story? God damn. So then the machine rejects the ticket off rip. So there's like an intercom you have to call. I call them. We get that situated. So now I'm headed
to the crazy. Through all this, her coochie is still wet.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, definitely.
She was just like, "Oh, by the way, what's your name?" I'm like, oh, shit.
What'd you say? He said Dwight.
Yeah.
So I'm barred. Tell him about when we was in the pool.
So look, right? So I was like, "Well, where are you from?" She was like, "I'm from Inglewood, and like I spent some time in Crenshaw." And then she was like, "Are y'all Crip?" Because Mike had on a blue bandana. So I was like, "Nah, I'm not a Crip, but my boy is though."
Oh my god! Oh my
pointed the mic. So then,
I forgot something about danger that set up.
It is. That's why I did that. That's why I did that.
I had to move in. Then I'm like, why are bitches coming up to me trying to?
Yeah. What is this?
Chilling. Yeah. I'm like, bitches love danger.
That's why I did that. So then I drive back to the spot, and I put the we go in the Airbnb, and then let me just say this.
Now
me and, again, like Mike said, we were the last ones to get to the Airbnb. So me and Mike, I didn't have a bed. I was sleeping on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I needed a bed for her.
Now.
Give me the mic back.
To the issue.
Give me the mic back.
Now, I am back at daylight, enjoying daylight in the pool.
Like the
now we get a we have a group chat for this trip. I get a group chat. Let me go.
If you can find that, you're a wizard.
I know, but I need it.
I'll try to find it too.
I need to find it, and it's like, it was so shocking.
Just talk a little
bit. Yeah, somebody. So, yeah, thanks for texting me that at a point, Corey. So, boom, he says, it's something to the effect of needed a bed, using Mike's bed, that's it.
Yeah, it was basically kind of cryptic like
so,
that.
in this, I just, so what's the, can I read this? Sent from New Mirror. Headed to Airbnb now. Take y'all time. Just got condom. Using Mike's bed. Now I obviously hit dislike on it. Adam hit dislike.
Mike
on
disliked
it.
this message.
Adam disliked. Just got condom.
Wild boy.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Wild boy.
We're not children here.
So issue. I'm like, okay. I'm like, nigga, the fuck. And now. They're making me, everybody's making me look like the bad guy for having other people having sex on my bed. He's like, yo, man, you gotta take one for the team. Yo, Corey would have did the same thing for you.
I would have.
And I mean, that's dandy in the whole Boy Scout spirit of the shit. But nigga, it's my bed and her juices and your juices on my bed. Yes. Now, at this point in the story, you're probably thinking, Mike, you're overreacting. It's just a little coochie. It's just it's your man.
It's just a little splooge.
You know what I mean? You gotta let your man do that. That's man. Like you gotta let that you gotta let that happen. More to the story. I get back. We get back. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think. Oh, it's time to get some shut on my bed. He says, "Oh, couldn't find. I actually before y'all got here." I took the condom off. I don't know where it's at.
You act like it's a GPS on this shit. Like,
yeah, he was there, right? He said, hold on, we're about to walk into the bedroom. He says, hold on, Mike, let me turn on the light so I can look for the condom. I couldn't find it.
I couldn't. You know, you won't have to rewind because I'll say it again. He says, I could not locate the condom that was just on my penis
in your
bed. Now clearly I have an issue with this. And I go, bro, what are you doing that you just left the condom? Why? How? What?
All right.
Explain.
To my defense.
When you watch out, Stu. Are you going to tell what you did?
Exactly. No. Stop.
Right, I'm about to say, watch how fucking stupid this is.
First of all, when y'all walked in, when you had texted me like, yo, we're about to pull up to the Airbnb, I had just put her in the Uber. So I had just walked inside, you know, when y'all had walked in. So it's not like I had time to, like, regroup and clean up.
Of course.
Y'all were not that.
You had plenty of time. Nigga, we knew what you was doing. We weren't your parents.
I'm about to say, make sure we stall for
a minute. No, y'all stalled. I respect y'all for that. No, y'all stalled, but, like,
it wasn't long
when
enough.
When she pulled off, Julian texted me. He was like, yo. So I never went back upstairs. I was like, yo, they about to walk back in. Yeah. And then I told you that I didn't find the condom.
Ah.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
So I'm just
Because I could have just let you sleep in.
Hey, bud. Heads up.
I can't find my kids.
They may be where you sleep. Not 100% sure. Now, I'm like, Corey, can you please look for this condom? If it's not too much trouble, he's giving me a fit.
No, RT.
You're gassing. He's giving me shit.
You're gassing.
He should have hopped, skipped, and jumped. Yeah. But I had to ask twice.
All right.
Now, but mind you, he didn't look for the condom as soon as we got in the house, though.
He waited until I'm about to put my face in the building.
He's like, oh, no.
Oh wait. Eat gas.
I remember I was showered, ready to go. I'm like, yo, I'm in my bed chilling. And that's when I heard y'all, Corey, talking about, yo, can't find the condom. Gonna go look for it.
Mind you, this is come up. RT, because we share a room, he was already asleep in his bed. So he's in condom world. Unbeknownst, and he's deep in REM sleep.
He's all up in the rim.
Yeah. So, all right. So he's going in there. Mm. He looks for a couple minutes. He comes back out. This, and I promise you, this is what he said to me in front of Adam and in front of our boy Ant. He said, "All right, you good?" And then to which I reply, "Did you find the condom?" Nah. But you good.
You good, though. Because if I can't find it, that means you're not going to find it.
I said, my nigga, no, I'm not. Nothing is good. Because I swear on the Almighty, if I lay in this bed and there's condom on anywhere, and I'm like, if I wake up and there's condom in my glasses, I'm going to come down next them stairs and beat the dog shit out of you. He goes, alright, let me check again. Looks again for another 5 minutes. Comes back out. Adam, what do you say?
Alright, you good, John. As he rubs the back of his head, so you know he lying, like.
You good. Did you find the condom? Nah. But you good. Repeats this process another one or two times.
I said it like three times. Like, mind you, after the third time, I'm nervous because I don't
know. It could be anywhere.
He was checking his bed. Because I yanked it off. I don't know where this.
This nigga threw it over his head like it was a bouquet.
This nigga threw it like it was Pat Mahomes.
Take it off.
It could have been anywhere. And at this point, like, you could tell RT's getting kind of nervous, so he gets out of his bed.
I got the fuck out too.
Because the radius started of just my bed.
Yeah.
And because this search has not been fruitful, the radius of the
condom is getting wider and wider.
Wider and wider. It's literally like the first 48 where the crime scene is like this many meters.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the 48 hours, it has just spread and there's no evidence. And then, eventually, he finds this condom. And he's just bewildered at the fact that I am upset with him. Because all this time I have been left sleepless because we're looking for condoms. And then honestly, and then he goes, alright, bet. I found it. Cool. And I'm like, sir, there's still the issue of the sheets. Those didn't just materialize and clean themselves. Mm. And he just said, well, what do you want now? Like I'm bothering him. So basically, we just switched sheets. He took the comforter. I slept in the comforter, which I don't know. I ran the risk because he's my bully. Mm-hmm. But he definitely took the sheets because I know his ass was on them sheets.
They were.
So he got those to sleep in. Mm. And then, so my question to the audience, we'll put a poll. Was I wrong in my zealousness of like searching for condom justice? Because I don't think I was wrong.
Is that the name of the episode? Condom Justice.
Condom Justice. Look, we're the greatest. We are the
greatest. But here's my beef. You was upset with me before we even got to that point. You was upset when you walked in the Airbnb. You didn't know that the condom was there or not.
No, but I knew sex took place on my bed.
Mike, where was I supposed to do it? On the couch?
In the other myriad of beds.
There was literally eight other beds.
Look, three beds, float bed, air bed.
This is... my thought process.
It's a couch. She was a slut.
Look, no, she was not.
No, she's not. She was a lovely young lady.
Yeah, so look, all right.
I don't give a fuck about her. Fuck her on the couch.
So look, I didn't want to fuck her on the couch because I didn't want y'all to walk in and see us, right?
I was
betting on it.
I came in.
And look, I didn't want to do it in Keenan's room because it was like five niggas staying in that room.
I didn't
want to do it in Ant's room. He's the bachelor. We here for him. So which was left? Your room, right?
Right.
And then you my man. So like you were the
you my man. He's like me and RT cool, but it's like
condom cool. we not Trojan rubber cool. But me and Mike, we go way back.
That's what I'm saying. You should be obliged.
What?
Do y'all hear this nigga? Do y'all hear this nigger?
He's wildin'. He's really wildin'. You should be obliged.
You should be happy to have my dick juice where you sleep, you peasant.
And mind you, if he took the condom off, that means it went places. Where was it at? Where'd you find it?
Where did I find it?
On the ground.
No, I was on the ground.
So, I could have had condom toe. I was very upset.
Condom toe.
If I woke up in the middle of the night going to pee and I got a fucking
slip.
A condom toe sock.
Slip on it like it was a banana.
Oh, God. So, that happened. We got through that.
Yeah.
What happened the next day?
That was part two.
Yeah, we slept all day. We were supposed to go back and we didn't, right? Oh, no. That was after the strip club. So let's just fast forward to the strip club. So.
Nelly.
Oh my God! Yes,
I never made dumbasses. It there.
All right, I'll give y'all a shitty story now.
I never made it there.
Corey didn't make it. Corey was in a coochie coma. Corey was in a coochie coma for mad long.
I didn't wake up till like 2 p.m. the next day.
It might have been longer than that.
Yeah, I was in a regular coma.
Yeah.
I was in a weed coma.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you were.
Oh my God. Can I just get this off real quick?
Yeah.
Yo, we went to the motherfucking, dispensaries out there, bro. Oh, it's nothing so magical. Like, we went to the it's called Reef Dispensaries. Mm-hmm. I think it's the one that Wiz Khalifa partly owns, right? We go in there, and it's literally like Willy Wonka for weed. It's just anything you wanted. That's you wanted flower, you wanted shatter, you wanted dabs, you wanted edibles, you wanted pre-rolls, you want anything, they had it for you. You wanted paraphernalia, lighters, bongs, pipes, cigars, fucking vapes,
all that.
Spray. They had a tongue spray. Tongue spray like it was fucking winter fresh gum mint for your tongue to get you high. And I was like, this is great. And you know, I bought a bunch of herbs.
What a heap.
A heap of herbs. And, mm-hmm. you know, from there, I was in a motherfucking coma of epic grass proportions.
Mm.
But then fast forward, y'all went to the, what club was that?
Dre's.
So we went to Dre's.
That's like the only black club in town, I think.
Yeah, it was one of the only hip-hop clubs. So we go to Dre's, right? And we think it's just a regular club, whatever. Turns out it's like this beach, like, party type thing. It's like daylight but like more clubby. It was swim night that night, right?
Nice.
So we get there, we're all dressed, you know, like to go out to the club. So we get there and we're like, oh, how much is it? They're like 60. We're like right?
Oh, you said 60.
60, yeah.
I thought you said something fucking stupid. You said 60, right? You said 16?
So we get there, $60, right? So they look at me, they're like, oh, your pants don't have belt loops. You can't have joggers in here. I'm like, what the fuck? What? So I go back and change.
And they were like nice Zara like.
They were Zara pants. They were nice. I paid good money for those. All right. They were good pants.
But they were letting niggas in with shorts, you told me.
Niggas was in there wearing polos on top of polos, looking fucking goofy.
Hirachis,
yeah. Nigga, literally anything.
Dude, you on a pair of Hirachis that aren't for the gym.
Yeah.
You shoot niggas. Find a bridge and jump.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
Because that shit was fucking ridiculous. So me and Ann had to go back to the Airbnb and change. So we get back, and I paid for him. So we get in there. He's a bachelor, so we all did a good job like helping him out. Like everybody made sure that he had a good time. When you have a bachelor party, make sure you do that. The bachelor should be paying.
The bachelor is the focus.
Yes, as long as he's having fun, that's all that matters, right? So we go to the club, and by the time we get in there, it's fucking Nelly performing, right? So Nelly's on stage.
Yes.
Nelly. Country Grammar. So, Furtado. Yeah, not Furtado. I think I would have rather seen Nelly Furtado at that point. This nigga Nelly fucking sucks. Like, I didn't expect it, but at the same time, I don't know what I was expecting because he only has like 5 bangers, right? If you really get it down to the bangers, mm-hmm. there's only like 5 of them. So he was doing like, you know, he did like Country Grammar, and then he did like some remixes of songs that, you know, people know. But then he was doing like his own exclusive shit in between, and it was so bad. Like, so I'm just sitting there.
2017.
Yeah. So Nelly's on stage shitting it up. There's fucking escorts around us, fucking wilding out. Like, there's just a weird crowd. I'm never going back to Dre's. It was an experience, but that was a waste of a night. So then the next day, I believe, was that when we went to the strip club the following night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo-wee!
Listen.
Listen, boy.
Let me bring the mic close.
Yeah.
Listen. Hey. Go to Lacey's.
Lacey's.
If you venture in Vegas,
yeah,
take your stank ass to Lacey's.
Mm-hmm. I will vouch for them all day.
Where I would catch a body for the women over there. I'd hide a body in my car and let the blood leak out the trunk for those women at Lacey's. Those women at Lacey's.
Different. Oh.
Could have everything I have.
Listen.
And they took everything I have. And I willingly gave it to them.
Took our money, our dignity. He took it all, right?
They took everything from us.
Listen. Let me tell y'all how lit this shit is, right? So when you walk in, there wasn't a lot of people in there at first. I'm like, damn.
Because we saw like, mixed reviews.
Yeah, very mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews. They had an Instagram.
Yeah.
That Instagram where they like listed all of the chicks.
And it had 1 million followers, didn't it?
Yeah, it had a lot of followers.
We were skeptical. I was like, man, is this real?
A lot of followers, but then they had the post where they listed all the chicks.
Not much interaction.
Not interaction. Half the names were like user not found.
Yeah, user not found. Like, they all got,
oh, these bitches are in jail.
Oh yeah, I was like, damn, this is not good.
This is not good.
Yeah. So it's like a small stage. Like when you get to the very back of the club, and then in the front of the club is where the bar is, and there's a couple more poles, and then like a couch area. So we go all the way to the back where the other like the main stage is, right in front of the little boom boom rooms. But there's like sofas.
Boom boom. That's a VIP section.
That is exactly what the fuck it was. Boom boom rooms, right?
Yeah, that.
So we're sitting there and we're like, all right, let's see what it's looking like, right? So dude comes out with a microphone, very entertaining, by the way. He was hilarious.
Very, very right? Nice host.
He's the nigga that we saw on the Instagram. He was like, I was like, is this nigga real? Like, he's a real nigga. Like, what's their Instagram? Who has their Instagram? Y'all gotta go on this while we're telling the story so you can see who the fuck we're talking about, right? It's a nigga with a ponytail.
Club Lacey's.
What's it called?
Club Lacey's.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, I'm about to follow him right now. Yeah. Okay,
it.
Club Lacey's. Yeah, I got it. We good. So that first nigga that you see with the gray beard, if you see him, he was like the host, right? So he's getting everybody hype. He's just talking and da da da. Right, so we're like, all right, this is like kind of cool, right? He's like, now I'm gonna introduce the ladies, right? So they start playing all intro songs like they're wrestlers, right? It was like the Royal Rumble. I was ready.
And honestly, I was not prepared for how many strippers.
It was at least 20 of them.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, right? It took him at least 20 to 25 minutes.
Yeah,
to get through all these introductions.
They literally filled more than 20. They filled the room, right? So they're all coming out by the ones and by the twos. Like some of them were coming out like tag team. Like they were like,
done. Yeah.
Like they were on the pole doing tricks with each other. Like the shit
was
crazy,
what is this,
bro.
DX, bitch?
Right, bro. So once they all come out, they like release all of them. Like they're just like go. Like they just all start twerking. It was like oh my goodness.
They just started choosing.
No, they started choosing. Boy, oh my goodness. Right. So somehow we had the most money in the building. I don't know how.
Yeah,
I don't know
because we're poor.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But we had that's what it was. We was the realest niggas in the building. There was niggas there from Detroit. There was niggas there. The Detroit niggas were broke.
Niggas were broke.
They were so spicy looking at us. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, shout out to all our homies. You know what I mean? Yeah. Dom, Dalvin.
Rel. Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking Mar. Harlem.
They pulled up and made our team even stronger.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, bro. Yeah, basically, the raw dog pulled up crew from college.
Son. They came through.
They couldn't handle it.
A lot of them, they were there for Sigma Conclave. Yeah. And then the homie Lamar said, "Fuck it, I'm coming through too."
Yeah.
Because he got it like that. And then we formed up like a motherfucking Mega Optimus Prime.
It was too much. It was too much, bro.
It was great.
There was money everywhere. Listen. The strippers were pulling us on stage. They were fucking grinding on us, bro. It was crazy.
Biting our crotches.
Listen, a stripper bit my dick through my pants.
Yeah.
I was like, in the middle of, oh, shit. Like, it was crazy, bro. I was like, did anybody see that? They were like, yeah, we did. That was kind of crazy. Like, why'd you do that? I was like, yo, that was a little like,
that's my throat.
I didn't ask for that. That was a little crazy.
I need an adult.
Yeah, that was, honestly, I have never experienced anything like that.
It's something about the women, it's something about strippers. Like, they know the art of, like, finessing our feeble male minds, because we're so handicapped when we're like in that horny space.
Yeah. Oh, handicapped, like, bro.
This is how bad it was. Like, just because, you know, we're in horny mode in that environment.
Drunk as fuck, by the way. I was so drunk.
No, bro.
And we're drunk. That was and a we're drunk high.
In a minute.
And like, so as soon as the introductions rang off, this thick voluptuous John grabs me and pulls me to the back.
Off rip.
I'm like, oh boy.
Here we go.
I'm about to spend some money. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I spent like $30 just having her dance in front of me.
Yeah. Did she charge you 30?
I ended up throwing it was 30.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like that's, they don't tell you that they're about to charge.
No, that's a wild finesse.
Nah, that's what happened to me. The joint just started dancing on me. She turned around. She's like, "Yeah, that's 25."
I'm like,
"Yeah," because she was like,
"You grabbed me."
Yeah, she was like,
"Bitch, you asked for this."
Yeah, she was like, "Well, can I introduce myself to you?" I was like, "Yeah." So then she starts dancing. She was like, "Well, I just did two songs, so I need like $25." I'm like, "Whoa,
merchant man!"
I'm about to say, if you get an attitude, you will get tossed the fuck out of there. So you don't have a choice.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
Because this is big burly niggas waiting to
the biggest niggas
get you in check,
son.
So takes me to this. She's like, you want to go in the back? And I'm like, okay, because I'm weak. I paid a substantial sum of money to be back there.
No, we both.
Yeah, and this is how within 5 minutes I'm like, this
yeah, we were not there quick. Long at all. At that
and
point.
I'm like, damn, I'm already. Down on my and it,
yeah.
This is when it hit me. I'm sad. Me and the two city boys, halfway through the night, we are sprinting,
running across the street to the ATM.
I, Michael, am sprinting across the street to the casino.
Yeah.
To get more money out of the ATM.
Facts.
To throw at these women.
Son.
But
niggas,
man,
were so desperate, drunk, and horny. Corey was like, "Yo, my car's not working. It just stopped. I'm going to cash app you $200. Just take it out." I was like, "I got you, nigga. I got you.
Yeah. He was on the phone, man.
We was making phone calls.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah, he sobered up.
I'm on my bank. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is unacceptable.
This is not happening. This cannot be happening." Like, so he cashed at me. I'm taking out money. I'm just like, fucking, "Hey, nigga, take it." Like, I'm walking around. I had a bandana on around my neck like Juvenile. I had a bunch of ones sticking out my pocket, bro. I look crazy, right? But it was fun. But son,
the women, let me tell you, the
strippers, not only did they look good, they smelled good.
Oh my
and that
God.
Was way more than what I expected.
Oh my God.
Like, at least if you're going to look that good in a strip club, just be stinky so I'm not attractive.
So give me,
right?
Give me something to hold my
give me
money
something,
back.
Yeah, give me something to make
me
relax.
You smelling delicious too, bitch.
Listen, man, like, they all look good. It was ridiculous.
Oh my God, I got...
It was too much, man.
They had to be fucking talented at that.
Son, this one joint came out, right? She got on a pole, right? Bam. Spread her legs. Nigga came up with a lighter. Lit her heels on fire, and she was spinning on the fucking pole with sparklers like...
Like, this bitch,
it was amazing.
You could grill a steak on her heels.
It
and
was.
And probably on a coochie, too.
It was. Like, niggas went to the circus, bro.
Nigga, yeah. It was Cirque du Soleil.
And I was throwing on my peanuts.
And I was...
I threw every peanut I had.
and Dumbo.
Listen.
I was scared to throw money because I thought the money was going to catch on fire. I was
Listen,
like...
Yeah, right. I was throwing at the Listen, floor. This is how drunk I was. There was a girl that was sweeping up the money. I gave her money.
Oh, no, you're
welcome. She was fine though. I gave her money. I was like, "You're doing an amazing job. You're doing great. You're really doing good.
You're doing a good job.
You're doing
job.
A damn good
you are
job.
Discreet.
You're probably very unappreciated here, aren't you?
Yeah, look.
Had a full conversation with her, like, and I'm just like giving her.
What's
money.
What's your major?
Yeah, what do you do? Like, what am I supporting right now?
And then, nah, this is the one that the creme de la motherfucking creme. This is one chick, you know what I mean? She came through. She started off real innocent. And then, out of nowhere, this tarp comes out onto the stage. It's like a big tarp. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then she goes to the back, and she grabs like three, like,
oh my god. Bottles. Oh, I was so, yo, I was mad drunk by this time. I almost forgot.
She grabs like four squirt bottles, and it's filled with colored liquid. And I'm like, huh, she's about to make a burger and some ketchup and some bocce? I guess I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, I'm a little hungry. She's about to cook for
it. I'm going for a double cheese. Mm-hmm. But no. She grabs four people, give them even a bottle, tell them to spray her. She gets naked, butthole naked,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they all squirt her with this paint, and she looks like motherfucking a beautiful collage of titties and art, right? Now, she takes her wet, painted body, goes on this tarp, and starts sliding around like she's a fucking break, like she's Omarion in motherfucking You Got Served.
No.
And then,
hold on, here's where it gets.
You think, oh, wow, she did something so painful. It's going to be a pain in the ass for her to clean up and do this. No. She cleans up there on the spot. She grabs a soap in a bucket and just washes her ass. But she made it sexy. Like she
is that the same? Wasn't there a drawing with a dildo?
Yeah, no, I remember that.
That's a different one?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I don't know where I was when this happened then. I walked back up because I was going to dance. That's what it was. I walked back up. This joint had the dildo in her mouth.
Oh, bro.
Son, this is how drunk you are. It's all coming back now, right? She had this joint. She was fucking deep throwing this dildo on stage, bro. You can hear the over the music.
Dripping onto
it
the
was.
She sounded like
it was everywhere.
She sounded
suffering.
Like.
It
sounded like Daffy.
It was everywhere. It was a delightful mess.
And it was like you had came back from getting this.
Yeah.
I had came back.
Yeah, we had
and
just
I
came
I was
back.
Like, oh, what happened here?
She was so messy, bro. When you threw your
down for that,
you throw the money at her. It just stuck to her body. Like it just stuck.
Yeah,
like
I'm
it
like,
was just
damn,
fucking.
Bitch,
it was. Oh my goodness.
You sticky chest ass, lovely bitch.
Oh,
you.
Oh man, it was.
Ooh.
Listen, they say what stays in Vegas.
Got
what happened
all,
in Vegas stays in Vegas. Y'all got to hear all that.
Yeah, man.
That shit was just fucking.
Needless to say,
we had a great
the
time.
The jerk off I had when I went back to the Airbnb that night.
Wait, Airbnb?
Was
nigga, we all.
Son.
Huh?
How
about in RT's room?
That's so unfortunate.
Huh? That's
so unfortunate.
Huh?
That's
my bed. You
and I'm the problem.
Yeah, nigga.
You're still the problem.
Yeah, nigga. It's my bed.
You're still the problem.
He's asleep. You know what I've been doing? If I was like you, I would have hovered over him while he was asleep and then busted right in the pillow. And I just said, well, he'll figure it out. That's what you're on.
You know why it's so bad? Because you know every time you came in, yo, honestly, it's not bad sleeping with Mike because once you fall asleep before him,
that's why.
That's
why
you were doing while he was asleep.
First yeah, of all, he thought he beat the system.
Yeah. Something got beat. It wasn't the system. It was my system. I gave myself a hard reset, like it was an iPhone, nigga.
Bloop, bloop. Oh my goodness.
That's why I respect RT. I was like, yo, at least I could let him fall asleep first before I even just.
Did you call him his name? He was like, yo. Yo. Yo.
All
right.
What happened?
I was saying you like called him, like trying to wake him up. The wake up test. Yo. RT. RT.
You got some lotion. I'm out. Melrose Fox about to do her thing. She's about to do that thing she does.
Oh man, but nonetheless,
Vegas. After that, it was kind of uneventful.
We just chilled because yeah. I was so body. I was drunk for the whole day. The next
that
day.
That took everything out of us, and then y'all pretty.
By then, I was already out there. We were already out there for what 8 days. By then, so I was just
money had tapped out. It's just. Yeah. It's getting, you know.
Surprisingly, I still had some left. I don't know how. I had like a bunch of ones.
Yeah.
I thought I threw it all. I was throwing it everywhere, bro. I was putting it in
random G-strings. Yeah, I was just like, yo, you got it.
Oh, man. Jones was just coming up to me.
I was throwing the strippers that weren't even dancing on me. I was like, I was just
balling it up
and
throwing it at the back of their head.
I was throwing it like it was, I was like a sky hood. Like.
This nigga Corey started playing basketball, bro. He was shooting jump shots with the money.
On a
cooch. It was terrible. It was great. Y'all would have been proud of us.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I promise. My dad was definitely proud of me.
Oh yeah.
No, I texted my dad too.
My dad, my father called us.
No, I texted my dad did picture. Call I texted my dad the picture of John. He was like, "Nice job."
Nice. Damn.
He's like, "Oh,
thank you."
Yeah.
He was
like, "Good job, son."
That was a mess.
Never been more proud.
Nah, he was definitely proud.
So yeah, man, that was Vegas. I don't think we did anything else.
Nah, we really just chilled and that was it. We went to the club. We saw a little Nas X.
Yeah,
that
I
was
never
cool.
made it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, oh yeah, he
he was doing some different
you
stuff.
You were mixing.
Corey was all over the place. All
right, let me explain.
You are really JT this weekend.
Yeah.
The
free one, right?
Well, let me just say this.
Sounds like I need to make an appointment.
She's like, you need to make a schedule with Dr. Ding-a-ling. You need to make that.
He's a condom. Ding-a-ling.
Did you? Because it ended up on my floor.
We don't know how long you used it.
Well, you had fun.
Yeah, shout out to you.
We all had fun.
We had a great time.
So, we ended up, you know, we all took the flight home. The flight home for me, very much. All right, so you won't make it. You won't gas it, but it really wasn't an issue. So, in order to avoid what had happened on my trip there, because we on the flight back we were taking a smaller, lesser known, less efficient airline called Frontier. We flew there on American,
that Airbus.
Right. Come back. It's basically Skybus.
Yeah.
Right, it's like a half a step above.
It's the Fortnite bus.
Yeah, yes.
Where we landed, boys? You just drove out that bitch.
It's the Fortnite bus in the sky. So I was like, all right. So this is how I'm going to avoid the seat situation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pre-choose my seat on the flight. Right. All right. So I choose the front row aisle seat. It has extra room for your legs. And I'm like, all right, this should be ideal. Because I swear to God, if I got to buy a ticket, this will be sobering. Now, in the airport, we link up, you know what I mean, Adam and the crew. Me and Corey get there first because we got a different ride. Mm-hmm. Adam is, we find out he's on the same flight along with Ant and Keenan and our friends, Pat and all them. And so he goes, yo, what seat are you on? I'm like, yeah, I'm 1C. He goes, get the fuck out of here. And I goes, Adam, whatever do you mean? He said, I'm 1B. I'm like, nigga, no, you're not. And Adam's nowhere near my size, but he's not a small fella.
Yeah.
So he goes, yep. He shows me his boarding pass, and surely he is 1B. And I'm like, well, at least you're my homie, and I won't got to complain about you.
He says, God doesn't
mean. I'm like, look at God, right? We get on the plane. I sit down. He sits down next to me. And then we got the empty window seat. It's a struggle. We're both looking at each person. Like, please don't sit in this seat. Please don't sit in this seat. And then somebody leaves it open. And we're like, shit, yeah, it's lit. So he moves over to the window seat. And I'm like, all right.
Everybody's nice and comfy.
But Rutrow. These stewardesses,
spicy as shit, by the way.
Yo, she was spicy as fuck.
I said something. I meant to ask you about that. She was OD spicy.
She was OD. I knew she was probably talking shit, but I was like, bitch, you a stewardess, suck my dick. Honestly,
yikes,
that's what you do, bitch. Give me my motherfucking soda, ho. Because honestly, the stewardess was late because she was late coming from another flight, and I guess she was spicy from then or whatever. No, this is what made her spicy. The seatbelt. She was like, put your seatbelt on. I'm like, all right, bet. And I tried to put it on, but it wouldn't. It literally was broke, like it was stuck.
So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I can't put this on. It's stuck. Mm-hmm. She tried to pull it out. She ended up breaking one of her nails trying to fix this shit. So that's what got her spicy. And she tried to get like loud, like, yo, well, if you can't get the seatbelt on, we're going to have to move you. I'm like, well, you're just going to have to move me, bitch, because I can't put it on. And so she gave me like the little extendo, and I had to switch seats with somebody like a row back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. But it was very comfortable. You know what I mean? But you know. Sobering, you know what I mean? Mm. Lets me know. Got to do a couple things. Hey. So, this is, and then I learned the thing. I'm like, all right. I was like, yeah, Michael needs to get right in the gym because the pool was interesting to see. I was like, all right, bet. I'm like, you know, I was like, damn, Mike. I was looking at myself like, damn, Michael, you have side titties. So, I'm usually cool with my body because I am because like I do give a fuck about health wise, but it's like yeah, I'm cool with like the front titty because like I've known that since about third grade. But this is like when I look at the picture, I'm like, yo, those are side boobs. Like, nah, that's not right, G. And I was getting tired out there. I'm like, this is hot and shit. I'm like. And I'm like, Mike, you got to get right. And so, yeah, well
I got you. You know where I work. I got my work attire right now.
You'll be all right. You know what the deal is. Yeah, nigga. That was humbling, to say the least.
Hey, man. You got to start somewhere.
Somebody else had a humbling experience at the airport.
Who, me? Yeah. Man, the last few days been humbling. Listen, so we're leaving Vegas, and we have the rental car. We got to take it back to the airport. So we can drop it off. So before we do that, we gotta put gas in it. In Vegas, you gotta pump your own gas. We don't pump our own gas out here. So I get out, you know, I'm getting the gas. I didn't have pockets on my shorts, so I put my wallet on top of the car for a second. Like, I didn't have anywhere else to put it. So my dumbass, I forgot my wallet on top of the car and drove off. Drove all the way to the airport. Got all the way there, getting out the rental.
Does anybody else wonder how long it stayed on before it fell off?
Yeah, bro, I think it ended up on the highway because the highway was right there, and I didn't have to drive fast until I got on the ramp.
Right.
So it fell off. I mean, I'm checking, like, my fanny pack, all that, checking the inside of the car in between the seats. I'm like, dog, I think I left that shit on top of the car and drove off. So at first we were like, damn, all right, let's just Uber back. But then I was like, fuck, like, we don't know which location it was because it was a Chevron. There was three Chevrons within, like, you know, not that far of a distance, and we didn't know which. We were in Vegas. We don't know where the fuck we are. So,
yeah. So
I asked the dude. He just. First of all,
Vegas, by the way, trash city to navigate, drive around.
Oh, yeah, very trash. Very
the
trash.
Roads are trash.
Yeah, there's like no lines.
The traffic is crazy. There's lights everywhere.
It sucks. Right?
Fucking sucks.
So the guy that we gave our car back to, the guy that was working at Hertz. This nigga was ass. Like, he literally, like, you ever seen the video of the dude who was doing security at the front door? He was just, like literally, like, waving
over the arm. That's how I was getting patted down at the fucking,
At the airport?
No.
Or at the club?
Yeah, the airport. They didn't give a shit. Nigga. I could have had motherfucking three shanks and a nuclear bomb
Listen,
in my pants.
Well, it was the opposite for me because I had to go through the airport with no ID, right? So, I called a gas station. They're trying to like check the cameras. I don't even know if it was the right one. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to just cancel everything, get a new ID, and just get through this airport. So I had to answer mad questions, like go through like advanced screening. I had to get searched, you know, like in detail. Like the dude was like, okay, I gotta use the front of my hands and the back of my hands. I'm gonna touch your balls. I'm like, oh my god. Like, yeah, like,
yeah, you know, what?
Like, he literally had to like swab like my whole body, like everything, like all the way down, bro. In front, like, I'm just out in the open. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care.
Okay,
like,
so Corey wasn't the only one got his dick touched this weekend. It's lit.
Anyway. Anyway, so I had to go through all of that. So that was fine, right? So that was what? When did we get back? We got back Monday,
birthday?
Right? We got back Monday morning, right? The next day.
You had a fucking time.
Yesterday. Today's Wednesday. So yesterday. You know, I've been on vacation for 10 days. I'm like, yo, finally going back to work. Like, it's lit. Just need to make this money back. So I'm sitting at a stop sign in my neighborhood, like, just pull up to it. And I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a car coming, and this nigga is not stopping. Boom! Nigga knocks me through the fucking intersection. Yeah. I'm out, nigga, shattered the back window. My bumper is all fucked up. Like, it's just trash, right? So I hop out the car, I'm cussing at this nigga, I'm fucking screaming. It took everything in me not to just go over and beat the shit out of him, because, you know, if you don't know, I just got this car in November, because basically the same thing just happened to me. Somebody ran a red light and totaled my car, right? So I'm heated, I'm punching the signs, like, I'm just out there wilding, right? I'm yelling at this nigga, I'm like, bro, you better call the cops, because I'm not gonna call him. I'm out there wilding, I'm not, like,
if you don't call him, somebody will
be beating your motherfucking ass, beating the fuck out you, right? So he was just in the car still. I don't know if he was hurt or not. I didn't care. Like, it was just a mess, right? So
you need to be hurt more.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, I don't give a fuck what happens to this nigga, right? Exactly. So fast forward, I actually ended up going to work. I just couldn't even be around there anymore. So I got the email today. They totaled out my car. It's finito. So now gotta start the process all over again. So coming back from Vegas was a smack in the face by reality.
Everybody say, who still hasn't unpacked yet?
Oh, what? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I haven't
unpacked. You unpacked?
Unpacked, my laundry's done.
What the hell?
All right, military man.
Yeah, all right. Major Payne.
Sergeant Tower.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Sergeant Tower.
What the fuck?
That shit, nigga.
This nigga did laundry.
Nigga, I had to unpack my bag to put my laptop for the podcast. That's what I'm saying. God damn it.
What an inconvenience.
It was so crazy, because we were at the airport, like, waiting for the flight, and we were like, somebody, I think Corey just said, yeah, Elsie lost his ID. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, he's fucked.
Yeah, man, luckily, I thought I was fucked, too. I was about to start crying at the airport, bro. I told you. But not going to lie. I was defeated. And at a certain point, I was like, you know, I can get through. Like, everything I got is replaceable. It's all right. I'm not stressing. So once they let me through, I was like, fuck it, I'm good. The flight was fine, it was cool and everything. But
yeah.
Obviously, the next day,
yeah,
not another try. Smack. But it is what it is.
That's called evening it out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Had a great weekend, and you got to come. That's called coming back to reality for real. All right.
It is what it is, man.
So that was the longest intro ever officially.
I wouldn't even say that's an intro. We just going.
We about an hour and a half in, and we're still, you know,
I mean, really not too much happened anyway. This is really the only thing I mean, yeah.
If you still hung in there with us with the Vegas shit, I know we had to regale y'all.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, had to make it feel like you were there.
Yeah, you were part of it with us.
Yeah.
You had a blast. We had a blast.
Yeah.
So, what did happen this week?
I don't know. I was too drunk.
Ben Simmons got his contract.
Oh, I mean, the GOAT. You know what I mean? Yeah. Young GOAT got his extension.
Ben Simmons got 170 mil. Niggas is chilling.
You know what I mean? The whole team. Sixers team is fully stacked. Not fully stacked.
Nah, I wouldn't say fully stacked.
I mean, we was last week. We just ran into the motherfucking mute monster.
That's
all right. Nah, we ran into the mute monster.
Nigga, they beat us on a lucky shot, bro.
The
luckiest shot in history of basketball.
Yo, I still see that.
I'm still not mad at it, but.
Yeah. But, sports world. Let's
get up on the play.
Yeah, so. A couple people got extensions. Russell Westbrook was traded to the Rockets.
For Chris Paul.
For Chris Paul and a shitload.
Yeah, a bunch of draft picks.
A shitload of picks and pick swaps. I think, you know, they gave a little too much up for Russ. I think this is forced. I don't know how much. I don't think it's going to work well enough.
I don't think so either.
I just don't think it's going to work well enough for it to beat any of them other teams, especially, like.
Bro, it might. Think about it. The only team they were really struggling with was the Warriors. And the Warriors are fucking demolished.
Right? Okay. And Russell Westbrook's
the
answer?
The Clippers are different now. 100% different.
Yeah, so
and
the Lakers
are definitely different now. And the Nuggets are
the
better now.
The Nuggets are better, yeah.
And the Trailblazers are better now. So.
Shit, they might have a problem with the Jazz.
The Jazz are better.
They are
now.
Better.
They got Mike Conley.
They got Mike Conley.
Yeah, they're better
and
now.
They got Rudy Gobert. He's the defense player of the year.
So, I mean, come on. That's four or five teams right now that we are not. We definitely don't think you can 100% beat. It's questionable.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so boom. You got two guards, right?
your two guards. You got one that need two of them that really need the ball, and one that one Russ can't really shoot like that. Mm. It's not. It's just it worked with Chris Paul a little bit because Chris Paul can A, he can shoot, and two, he's a better distributor with a high basketball IQ that can make things work around James Harden. Russell Westbrook is zero of those things.
That nigga
Russell Westbrook has the fucking IQ of a motherfucking bottle of scissor.
Scissor.
What was she wearing?
We showing the stats. Oh, this nigga got a Westbrook jersey on.
All right, let's see. So we'll we got a Russell Westbrook truther in the house. After the All-Star break in 2019, Russell Westbrook shot a higher three-point. You see the qualifying statement after the All-Star break? But I'll let you cook. Then the following players. Tobias Harris. Yay. Nikola Jokic. Okay. Lou Williams. Six man. Kevin Durant.
Don't do that.
He's been injured. Luka Doncic.
That was after that. Come on, bro.
Luka Doncic. Rookie. Paul George playing with Russell Westbrook. Handicap right there. LeBron James.
Handicap. Hurt.
Devin Booker. Phoenix. He has nothing to play
for. And he was hurt, too.
He was hurt. Like, come on. At national media. Go off, though. Come on. Like, this nigga, he's useless. He's useless, especially with James Harden. And then you got two guards that are inept defensively. So, I don't know. And Clint Capella is not reliable enough for you to just be letting niggas slide past you and think Clint Capella's going to save you every time. And P.J. Tucker can only do with so much. I don't see it working.
I'm not betting on it. It's interesting
to see.
Yeah, it's nice to think about. But
Army, do you think this is going to work? Do you think it's going to work?
It will be fun to watch.
It will be fun to watch. But I want to know how that ball handling dynamic is going to work because I didn't think Chris Paul was going to work, but I guess you could see how it would work because, like I said, Chris Paul is a playmaker and he's a defender and he can shoot. Mm. Russell Westbrook is not none of those things, and he's like Russell. He's like James Harden, but worse.
Basically, yeah.
But he's just more intense.
Yeah. Very intense. That's it.
He makes meaner faces.
Yeah.
I think.
And also, they're saying that Chris Paul is never going to, or he's going to play in OKC this season.
They can't find
a solid trade.
Yeah, they can't find
a solid trade. Yeah. He's literally just wasting a year.
He is going to fade away into OKC.
He's 34 this year.
That loser. It's delicious. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they finesse a midseason trade to the Lakers, though.
You already know that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We're just waiting for it, but we all know it's going to happen somehow. Yeah. They're going to do it for, like, Rondo, JaVale, and, like, a pick, and then, you know, banana boat season.
I don't understand why that hasn't happened yet, actually.
Because I think LeBron knows, like, yo, I like this nigga outside the court, but.
Oh, the Lakers?
Yeah. The only way for them to do that is if he gets bought out. If nobody buys him out, he got to stay in OKC.
He's like buying that nigga
out. And who the fuck is buying that out?
Nobody.
Because that money he's getting paid is absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty wild. So I that's basketball. Does anybody want to talk football?
We got practice next week.
Does practice start already?
Next week.
Damn.
Okay, I don't really start talking about. It's like still dry season for me for football. I don't start talking about it until I see like one or two preseason games. That's when I really get hyped.
Yeah. When Hard Knocks comes on, that's when I get ready. Who's doing Hard Knocks this year?
Oakland
Raiders.
Lost. Oh yeah, it's still Oakland. But
okay. All right. So. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch. Because it's fucking, why not?
It's Antonio Brown. That's all it is.
Just to see that weirdo.
Yeah. You see John Gruden call Derek Carr a pussy.
He is going to.
Oh, he's going to call him a big puss.
Big puss.
Yeah, he's going to let a lot of F-bombs fly. We're going to have a talk about that.
Yeah.
What else? Soccer season starts in 3 weeks.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the greatest club in the world, Liverpool Football Club. All of the clubs are mediocre, and we are the pinnacle of the sport. That's just why I don't know. I don't know sports. I don't care shit.
Yeah. What else? The Area 51 thing. Did you want to talk about that?
Oh yeah,
it's kind of getting played out.
So since we're already out in Vegas and those out there,
yeah.
Somebody, I don't know who told it to me first, but I like while we were out in Vegas, I really wasn't plugged into social media or anything at all because I was just trying to enjoy the time.
Sure.
But then I hear it's like how many 400,000, 300,000?
It's above a million now.
It's above a million
Are you
people.
Kidding me? That's a million dead bodies.
They
want to
go on suicide.
Okay, so a million humans, functioning adults, have signed a petition to pledge to storm Area 51 to do what? To say to do what? To find out what's to Jason.
They just want to see what's in there.
See what's going on in there. What in the Caucasian is this? I don't know. I have no desire. I don't care. I know all them niggas are going to die.
The invite is funny. It literally says...
It is pretty funny.
We should all do this. They can't kill us
They all. Can't kill us all.
They can't... Oh, that's where you're wrong, Mon Frere. Au contraire, Mon Frere. They can kill you all.
And they will.
And they will. This is the same government... That be dropping bombs on Middle Eastern countries.
Facts.
And drone strikes like it's pepper on a fucking on a steak.
It's
okay,
it's at
2.8 million now. I don't care how high it gets. I don't care. All of them niggas are catching one bullet in the ass per person. You go, I'm not, and it's in the desert. They got plenty of space to bury your ass once they kill you.
Facts. I don't think they're gonna have to bury them niggas. They're getting vaporized, bro.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna turn them niggas into motherfucking cigarette butts.
Evaporated. just
them
ashes.
Niggas a dud.
Listen, it's gonna look ridiculous.
I would not.
It's not a good idea.
All right, do we think aliens are at Area 51? Do we think they got aliens there? Or what do you. If you don't think it's aliens, what do you think is over there?
It's probably like testing, lab testing.
Like weapons?
Like probably like the cure. Weapons. Probably got the cure for cancer in there.
Oh, it's definitely the cure for AIDS is in there.
Yeah.
100%. And it's like in the fridge next to like the peanut butter for the office. Yeah. It's like, yo, who put the peanut butter in the AIDS cure? Like, relax.
Oh, relax. Chill out, bro.
My professor in college, my professor told me how people that work there, how they get to work. What they do is they go to like around, it's a flight that takes off every day. And it has like a random name at the airport that we were just at.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll just say like Charlotte leaves at 7 a.m. And it'll be the same group of people that get on that flight every day. But it just doesn't go to Charlotte. It goes to Area 51.
And
it
was from the McCarran Airport where we were at.
Yep.
Now, this is my question. What couldn't somebody, if they really wanted to take the time to see who's going on the same flight, like the group of people who's going together every day?
You can't check people's flights, I don't think. Like
You can't check people's flights, but you can check flights because I track.
You can check the gates, be like, all right,
I track
this nigga is leaving this airport every day.
But here's the thing, like that flight is not under, it's not under a thing where you can track it. So,
yeah. Oh.
It's like Julian's flight to San Francisco. I track that flight. Mm. I can do that. That flight you can't track.
Right. So
it's gonna be under unidentified aircraft.
So continue to the flight.
Yeah, so pretty much it's the same group of people that look like they're traveling, but they're just going to work, and they work at Area 51. It's a real place. I mean, like, and even like,
yeah, people
if
really
you look at
there.
The sectional chart for, Nevada, you're not allowed to fly over there because they will shoot you down.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, like, they will kill, like, that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
you think, they don't think because you can't fly over there and they'll shoot you down.
Mm.
They think you'll just be cool. Run it up like you just
going like World War Z.
I think there's like 40 miles around that base where there's like nothing in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna kill you.
They're gonna
First
see
of all,
you
they're
coming.
Going to see you.
They're gonna see you coming.
You're not even gonna sniff.
When you go to Vegas, you'll see how fucking flat, like
desolate.
If it's not a mountain, it's flat.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, you
it's
can see miles.
Flat. Like I could see into the next county.
Yeah, easily.
From the strip. Easily. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy.
And first of all, they're going to see you before you even get relatively close,
yeah.
Which will be plenty of time to use their vast technology to murder you to death. So I don't see this plan.
It's a terrible
idea.
But you all still want to see this happen, though.
Yes.
I hope it does. I hope niggas live stream it.
What my hope is that there's somebody there to live stream it, and I can see all the carnage.
It's natural selection.
There's gonna be an influencer there, bro.
Yeah, I need somebody. Yes, Jules should go out there.
Yeah.
Yo, yes, Jules, you want to bring the black people? You want to get back good with the black people?
Take your ass to Area 51. Go to Area 51.
If she's there, then Murder Mook will be there too.
That, yo, he'll be there in our heels.
Laughing
his ass off.
Yo, okay.
A shucky ducky quack quack.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, Jules, you should definitely go to Area 51 with a fucking, with a selfie stick and see what happens. I support that. But Area 51, no, I don't have enough curiosity to risk my life.
Neither do I
for anything.
especially
aliens. Like, yeah, fuck.
And honestly, we don't even know what those aliens look like. Them shits could be ridiculous. Like aliens aren't.
We just have a vague. We just have this idea what aliens might look like, and they couldn't even. They could look like fucking. One of us could be an alien right now on the low. You know, and we didn't know. But, like, I'm not about to risk getting vaporized in the motherfucking desert dust for it.
Facts.
Nope, y'all can have that. But I will be watching the live stream and get my funny tweets off watching you niggas get murked.
fucking zapped out of the.
Yeah, zapped into oblivion.
Just ready to
laugh at y'all while y'all meet your maker. No thanks.
That, I think that's what it was sounding like.
Yeah. just half of them is gone. And then the other half of them is going to be looking around like,
and that'd be great.
Right after that, a second. petition over. We're going to close that petition down.
I'm pretty sure one nigga would die and everybody would just turn around like, meep. Like, they just turn.
like meep.
They turn around. That's all it'll take.
SpongeBob reference for everything.
Yeah.
What else happened in the world?
ASAP.
Oh yeah, ASAP Rocky is in prison in Sweden. It's fucked up. Hopefully he gets out. He got in trouble for like defending
himself. Yeah.
He did beat the shit out of that kid.
Yeah, he did.
But he was defending himself because the nigga was like wilding on him. Like he was following him for
really wilding on some girl too.
Yeah, I was watching him, like the dude was following him for a long time where you like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like he was clearly looking for trouble, and then he finally got it. But you know, when you're a foreigner in the countries like that, especially not only a foreigner, you're an American. You know how they don't like Americans, and then on top of being American, you're black.
Yeah,
nigga, it's a rap for you, my nigga. And then, so they got him in lockdown. Apparently, they got him in like solitary.
Yeah,
and they got him in like
inhumane
shit like. He says they got him at a cell next to a person who like throws shit everywhere,
and he's only eating an apple a day.
Yeah, because the food is inedible, so he's like, he's only eating apples. Mm-hmm. So he's in a rough spot, and I hope he finds justice. Like a lot of rappers are coming to his defense, and they're already like boycotting Sweden, like they're not good. Like I know Tyler Creator said he's like, nope, no more Sweden for me,
because
he's close with ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm. That's the boy.
Sweden better fuck around because I know they have a thriving like hip hop fan base there, and they're gonna fuck their shit up.
Yeah, they listen to underground rap too.
Yeah, so. And they're the only niggas that go out there, and you're gonna fuck it up by fucking with ASAP. But more importantly, I just hope that ASAP Rocky gets out of this and he's okay, because that's.
They said he's facing some years over there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Because being in trouble over there, and going to jail over there is some different shit. Like I remember when Freddie Gibbs had his situation, and he had a
did he rape somebody, or it was a false?
It was a false rape.
She said that she had a dream that Freddie Gibbs
raped her.
Yeah, raped her,
and they
took that. That was enough. A dream.
Wow. He almost lost everything.
Yeah,
over that, and
that's actually crazy. I didn't realize that's what it.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah,
just a dream.
And he was facing some time.
Freddie Gibbs
over a dream.
I said, what country was that?
Germany.
I don't know. It was like
Berlin?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. So and he was facing some super time.
Yeah.
Like never gonna come back. So yeah, that I don't wanna playing around with that is no joke being over there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully ASAP is right, and I hope nothing but the best for him in that situation.
Well, speaking of rappers, some shit just came up. Fucking Kevin Gates, y'all see how like he doubled down?
Like, yeah, on fucking his cousin. He just and this is apparently this is old.
Yeah,
this is, but I'm just seeing the this clip, on the timeline.
The clip itself isn't old though, right?
No, that's an old clip.
It's okay,
an old
because clip. Because like, I've known him. I've known about this.
Now he's talked about the situation like 2 years ago before he went to jail.
The
right,
nigga, the nigga's weird.
So the nigga is basically the clip is of him on like Everyday Struggle. Yeah, that still comes on with DJ Academics. And the the desk and some other nigga.
Wayno.
What's his name?
Wayno.
Wayno. Okay, cool. Yeah. Shout out to you. And Kevin Gates is on there. I don't know why he's on there. What's he promoting? Does he have an album coming out? So he's just for the shits and the giggles. Great. Yeah. So he decides he's going to tell a story about how he hooked up with a woman and developed a relationship with her. And that woman turned out to be his cousin. And then upon finding out that was his cousin, did not stop said relationship. Yo.
Wow.
Yo. Edit point. Edit 1 minute and 41 seconds.
141.
Gotcha. 1 hour and 41 seconds.
Hopefully he was far enough.
That's...
Y'all saw him? Where?
That's how I remember. Was that Jerry? Yes.
Recently?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Why?
It's hilarious.
Wild man. Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah,
that was our editor.
Wow.
Game.
Okay.
So
yeah, he basically met. He claims he tried to make it seem like it was a cool story. He said, "Imagine you meet a little shawty and you meet her and you develop a rapport with her and you just think she look good."
Now, let me see if I can find this clip. So
it sounds exactly like that.
Stupid ass
basically.
Nigga doing a group challenge.
You develop a rapport. Oh my God, we are all
we're hot.
We're hot and we're live.
It's hot in the corner. It's hot in the corner.
It records and
it's not to the fucking day you want it. Yeah, he really did. That's real shit. Is it really? Damn, how'd that happen?
Oh boy.
What, the video?
Yeah.
What
I put it in the group chat.
Yo, save it for after when we're not recording.
I heard about
this. The recording.
Yeah, actually, I heard about it.
That would be dandy. I'd appreciate. God damn, y'all. All right. It's a 1 minute clip, and I'm about to play for y'all. Him explaining this. I can't even describe it as anything else but this.
If I meet Nadeska, a beautiful woman. Hey, how you doing? I'm Kevin. You know, in the slum, they call me Killer. We develop a rapport. You end up allowing me to apply pressure to you. You know what I'm saying? We have a relationship. I take you to meet mi abuelita, my grandmother. And then she asks you, baby, who your people is? And then once y'all start doing the math, she pulled me to the side and said, that's your cousin. Was I wrong if I unknowingly knew that you were my cousin?
Unknowingly knew. Continue.
Oh, the damage has already been done, and you got that gun smoke, so I'm not about to stop. It has already been done.
I guess you want that familiarity. Real story, or like you were just giving an example.
I'm an avid truth teller. Familiarity breeds contempt. You ever notice how you could be around somebody so long to the familiarity makes it gross?
I never knew you.
Yeah, I'm applying that pressure to you. You're a beautiful woman. Hey, and
I'm. Yo.
That nigga sounds smart to a dumb nigga. I'll tell you
that. That nigga sounds smart to the biggest dummy. I was listening to his vocabulary, like, none of those words mean any of those things you're trying to make them mean.
The nigga's weird, bro.
Yo, the nigga said, you got that. That nigga basically said, I found out you was my cousin, but I'm not gonna stop fucking you because my cousin's pussy's too good to stop. He said, you got that gun smoke. Yeah, that's how you describe your cousin.
Yeah,
with that gun smoke.
Man. And she found out through his grandma. Like he took
his abuelita.
I'm sorry,
because he's Spanish.
My
now.
Abuelita, abuelita.
I swear, to God, I hate.
Yeah, I don't like Kevin Gates at all. He's
like, this nigga, like niggas said, with the faux intelligence.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, you're not smart.
The worst kind.
Yeah, like, bro, stop acting smart. Just be you. Be just like a hood nigga. You don't gotta have faux intelligence. Be sincere in that. You don't gotta act like your motherfucking Farrakhan. God damn.
Niggas retarded, man.
Nigga read a couple books and think they motherfucking Malcolm X. Nigga, settle down, nigga.
Oh, man. What else we got?
I don't know, man.
I feel like that's it. I really just wanted to talk about our vacation.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Vegas. And then, honestly, I don't have anything else. Do you see anything else, Corey?
I've been too drunk to worry about anything else.
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. It's been, like...
trying to recover.
Yeah, I'm still tired from it.
You know how I knew niggas was high? One day, we ride to the airport. This nigga says... Yo, how do y'all feel when y'all be high? I was like, nigga, I don't know. We be high. I'm like... Are you okay? What? He was like, yeah, I just feel, I don't know. I'm like, did your heart stop? Like, I'm like, you feel weird. He's like, I don't know. I just feel, this nigga was, you was high. You had to be high as fuck. Like, you know, oh, this is how I know he was high for real. He didn't even pack his bag. He just literally threw his shit in it. Like,
bro, I could not.
He couldn't function. Nigga couldn't function.
Are you dead?
Yeah, I was like, you feel dead?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, y'all smoking that gas.
No, bro. That weed out there is so loud. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I smoked in L.A. Bad, oh my goodness.
I smoked outside once.
Yeah,
I can smell it upstairs.
It was that skunky gunky.
It was on me for like
the whole trip.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus skunk, Christ. Bro.
I smoked in L.A. with my cousin. Dog, we finished the blunt as we were getting in the Uber. I fell asleep in the Uber. Like, literally, like, just finished smoking. Put it out. Got in the Uber, fell asleep. We went and got food. Son, when I ate, like, a whole personal. It was like, a little bigger than a personal. Barbecue chicken pizza. When I tell you, it was the best thing I've ever had in my life. Like, that was just.
You know.
That West Coast weed is different, bro.
Yo, it's this.
They be smoking big gas.
What was it? Airbnb
review. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Then they give us a good review.
Yeah, we got. Yeah. We got surprisingly.
So please,
we got. Yeah, a I mean, good
we
review.
We did clean the fuck out of that shit when we were leaving.
Yeah,
so
because we fucking had to.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's true.
Thanks.
What?
For smoking the chef there, so we had to hear that shit out.
Hey man.
Yeah.
I was gonna leave him one as a thank you.
Probably could have.
Yeah. He's leaving. Yo, shout out to
it's legal.
You know what I mean?
It is.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and it was like, yeah, they had the nerve to be like, be in Nevada where the legal smoke land, and they had one of the rules be you can't smoke in there.
Yeah. Niggas lit nigga, that shit up.
I lit that shit up like a motherfucking Christmas tree.
Christmas.
Like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. But, you know, we aired it out, and apparently we got a really good review on Airbnb. They was like, we're welcome anytime to the such and such a state. Which is basically just an apartment.
Yeah.
But
it was cool for what it was.
Yeah, man. It was a cool time. But, you know, I'm good if I never go to Vegas for at least another 2 or 3 years.
I'm good for at least 5 to 6.
Yeah. I don't need to go back for a while.
Yeah.
It's just, it's good for when you're young, but it's an overload to the senses, man. Oh. It's draining.
Oh, yes. That is a very.
And, we got back on Monday. It's Wednesday. I'm still very tired.
Yeah.
Like, I still have not fully recovered from that thing.
I'm done up.
And I expect I won't be until at least Friday. And, yeah, and it took me at least two 5-hour energies to get through this podcast. And, oh boy.
My work on that Monday was terrible.
Yo, yes.
Yeah, that's why I was happy. I accidentally took a day off, and I'm happy I did. I slept all day.
I knew what hell was, but nah. Getting off a 5-hour flight from the West Coast, landing, and then going to work that same day.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Insanity. I was just insanity. Why did I think? Oh, I just need to save the PTO. They fucked that. I should have took it. I was done up. Bro, that shit was horrible. Don't ever do that. Yeah, when you take a vacation, take a day off work before to get ready and a day after it's done to recover. Do not be a Viking warrior and say, I'm going to just go to work. Don't do it, bro.
Hell no.
You'll be in HR very quickly. Don't.
My tummy hurts.
Like, you'll be drug tested for sleeping soon.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Somehow I made it through. I don't know how I did it. But, yeah. Does anybody else have anything?
I'm good.
I'm pooped.
I'm good. Yeah, that was a long trip, man. Again,
man. That was a long trip.
We only take long trips. When we wanted to cruise, that was 9 days. We did this 10 days. Well,
DR was short,
but our next trip's got probably gonna be short.
Why though? We never talked about that.
No, I liked it. I had fun. He said I didn't have fun. I had a great time. Fuck what he's talking about. He didn't have fun.
Before the drinks started killing people out there. I had a great time.
I'm about to say out here. No, go ahead, say it.
Oh man,
it's no secret. yo,
I don't know what he said, but make another note for an edit point just in case.
I said it's no secret. I had fun.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Give me that. Y'all are making me work for this.
No, I didn't say anything. Yeah. So,
all right, so I guess that's it. A couple updates for y'all podcast wise. Merchandise.
Yeah. Dalvin, stop asking us.
Dalvin, we're gonna drop it. Nigga. I promise. We're dropping it soon.
This nigga asked us while we were in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, not now. Nigga, you're in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm right next to you. You see this thong in my mouth, nigga?
Don't you see my thumb in this ass? Why are you?
You had to ask me where the merch. Fuck you.
It's not in her ass.
Damn, sure in her ass.
I checked. No merch to be found here. Me too. Yo. Corey's a fucking sick individual.
Y'all both sick.
No. Yo. I love this guy. the merch that we've been having, like, we've been showing off on our Twitters, mm-hmm. and we will show in the next couple days to just get y'all familiar with it, let you see it. Mm-hmm. We're going to drop it. I want to say we're going to drop it by the end of the month.
Yeah.
It's July, so they will be coming out soon. We will be coming out with a more concrete date soon because it takes nothing to put it on the site, but you don't want to just put it out there without the proper fanfare.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you all a chance to get more acquainted with it, see it, because I really only posted it a couple times.
Yeah.
So we're going to post it on our respective sites and then on the webs on the Not That Serious social media platforms. So that is coming because a lot of people have asked me about it because they like what they saw. So we're going to give it to you guys. Other thing. There is no other thing. Make sure, you know, y'all follow us everywhere on our respective Twitters, you know, Mike Lowkey on Twitter and Instagram, MikeLowkey.
You can follow me, DJELZEE.
Corey's not available. Y'all want to put y'all Jones out there?
Artizzle 106 on all platforms.
There you go. Make sure you listen on all our check out the website ntspodcast.com where you can see where we're playing on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Republic, all those different wherever you get podcasts, we're most likely on it. There's the merch website on the podcast website. There's a donation section if you want to throw us a little bread to get us going. Because soon, we will be making the visual turn. And we will be, like, and I promise, and when I say soon, I mean probably by the time the little niggas are back in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And summer's over, we will be making that visual turn where we will be adding YouTube to our content. So you will get visuals with the podcast as well. And because everybody, I don't know why they want to look at my fucking face. So now I got to start getting really looking dressed.
Yeah,
I'm not looking forward to that.
Nah, not at all.
But, you know, we're doing that soon. Other than that, you know, just thank you for supporting us. If it's your first episode listening, if it's your motherfucking 68th, 9th, whatever episode this is, we appreciate everybody. We appreciate all the love, really. It's still shocking to see how many people still fuck with this podcast and listen to it. We all appreciate y'all. Make sure you listen. Follow us on all our social media, Not That Serious Pod
on Instagram, NTS Pod, on Twitter. Listen, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, tell a friend to tell a friend. You see somebody on Twitter saying, what podcast do you want to listen to? Should you give me some suggestions? It's only six letters, at NTS Pod. And then it's going to help us grow, you know what I mean? And then hopefully, one day, we can make money off this bitch, real money, and I don't ever have to work into another job again. That's the goal. So, help niggas out, you feel me? And that is it. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all again. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.